I want to tell you a story, a tale about how the magic of Christmas stays with us all, although sometimes we need reminding. And with the help of a few miracles, I can show you how I made them believe in me again.
Meredith Wilson's Miracle on 34th Street, the Musical. Presented by St. Luke's University Health Network. Live at the Wind Creek Event Center, December 10th through 14th. Featuring members of the Allentown Symphony Orchestra. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.
Tickets on sale now.
Welcome back to the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm your host, George Wacker, and today we're getting into the holiday spirit with Meredith Wilson's Miracle on 34th Street, the musical, coming to Wind Creek Event Center right here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, the Christmas city. In this episode, you'll hear from three members of the company. First, a visit from Kris Kringle himself, then Hannah Scotch, onstage swing and assistant dance captain, and finally, Charlotte Surak, who plays Susan Walker. We'll talk about bringing this classic story to the stage, what it's like performing it in Bethlehem during the holidays, and what families can expect when they come out to the show. Check our show notes, because we actually have a ticket giveaway going on at the time of this upload. Thank you to our partners, WDIY, 88.1 FM, Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernadin of Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, and Banco Beverage Company for making this and all of our episodes possible. For tickets and showtimes, head to windcreekeventcenter.com. And you can, like I said, also enter to win a family four-pack of tickets at lehighvalleywithlovemedia.com. Check our show notes. Let's get into it. Excited to talk to some of the cast members and participants of Meredith Wilson's Miracle on 34th Street, the musical, coming to Wind Creek. We're so excited to have Mr. Kris Kringle here. Kris, can you tell us, first of all, welcome to the show, but can you tell us what brings you to Bethlehem this time of year?
Well, I took a little break from making toys in my workshop to perform in a musical called Miracle on 34th Street. It's written by Meredith Wilson, and we are coming to perform in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. So I am very excited to come and share this story with everyone there.
Oh, you know, Bethlehem is Christmas City, USA. How do you feel about that? I live in Bethlehem. We take that very seriously.
I love Bethlehem. I actually visit there every Christmas Eve. So I think it's a beautiful Christmas city. I love that people really celebrate and enjoy the spirit of Christmas there. So I'm very excited to come be on stage for everyone.
Sure. And we don't want to give away too much, but can you kind of tell us a little bit about how you help Doris and Susan and other people, you know, just rediscover their love for Christmas?
It is a beautiful story. Doris is a single mother with a daughter whose name is Susan. And I actually see Susan at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, hear that she doesn't believe in Santa Claus. And so I make it my mission to help her and her mother come to believe in Santa Claus again. So there's many different things in the story where we come together. She comes to visit me in Macy's store where I'm working as a local Santa Claus, and really just helping her believe that it is possible that there is magic in the world and that there is really a Santa Claus.
This has to be this has to be your favorite time of year. What is it about the Christmas season for you that makes it the best?
I think that it is a time for family. It is a time for neighbors. It is a time for people to get together and really tell each other what they mean to each other. You know, I think Thanksgiving kind of starts that season. But it's a really great season for us to reevaluate our lives before the new year starts and think about giving and being there for people. The needy are always needy at Christmas time as well as during the year. So I think it's a time for people to really evaluate and help bring the spirit of Kris Kringle and Santa Claus to others.
If there's a child listening right now who, you know, they might not be sure who the real Santa is, is there anything that they can be watching for or listening for during the performance of Miracle on 34th Street, the musical at Wind Creek Event Center?
I think there are many moments in the show that make adults and children question whether this is really the real Santa Claus. And I always tell everyone that we all have a little Santa Claus in all of us. If we just look for it, if we believe, if we help others, reach out to others, give to others, then all of us can be really embodying the spirit of Kris Kringle and Santa Claus.
Well, Chris, I know that you are crazy busy this time of year. So to give us a few minutes of your time is so appreciated. We appreciate it. And we'll be seeing you on stage at Wind Creek during Miracle on 34th Street, the musical. We can't wait to see you then.
I can't wait. Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right. We are now joined by Hannah Scotch, on stage swing / assistant dance captain. Hannah, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
For people who don't know, myself included, I mean, I can kind of figure out what some of these words mean, but what is an onstage swing / assistant dance captain, and what goes into your job?
Yeah, so those are actually two separate roles. So an onstage swing would be someone who is a onstage character. So I am in the show every evening, every matinee, every show. But my job is to cover all of the ensemble members also in the show. So if someone were to go on for a principal character, or if someone were to get sick or call out of that show, it's my job and responsibility to cover their track and the needs of their track within the show. So right now I'm currently covering on stage for the Raggedy Ann cover in the show. Mm-hmm. So the Raggedy Ann track, you'll see me on, if you come to the show here, in Bethlehem, I will be in that track.
Well, real quick before you go on, does that mean you have to like know all of these different parts?
So I know every single part in the show.
Really?
Yes. I don't do the principal tracks. That I leave that up for the understudies. But
sure.
Yes, so I know
that's a lot. How do you memorize all that kind of stuff? I mean, I'm just doing it, right?
It's definitely a skill that I have learned, and I love doing it. And not everyone likes to do it. Not everyone can do it, but it's really, really exciting. They call it the swing brain, to be able to know all of that. Yeah.
Your body to do, you know, I have to go into that part and remember all that. That's crazy. And then for the assistant dance captain.
As an assistant dance captain, so my job is to assist the dance captain, and we kind of work as a team in this production. My friend, so our dance captain, his name is Eric. He's wonderful, excellent at his job. And so we kind of work kind of hand in hand, working to keep this team together, keep the cast ready to go at each venue, make sure the choreography maintains the integrity that it was given to us with. We really work to keep the show at its best, always making sure everyone feels safe at each new venue and making sure the choreography stays clean and formations stay clean. So we just work really well together, which is wonderful.
And you have some big ensemble numbers like pine cones and holly berries, and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I mean, I would imagine you appreciate these things just like as a fan, right? So can you tell me like what makes the choreography in this show special?
I love the choreography in this show because we really work together as an ensemble to create the ambiance of Christmas, to create like we start the show off at Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And it's like we're creating there's people on stage as the crowd, and you feel that excitement of being a part of the parade as if you were there in person. And like some people have been to that parade in the audience. You're sitting there in the audience and maybe you've gone to see the parade in New York, or you've seen it on TV, and it's exciting every year. And so having that experience being there in the show, and then you're seeing these acts, these performers come out as the Raggedy Ann. You're seeing some Rockette-like jazz dancers. You're seeing someone on a unicycle, which is always really fun. You're just seeing like just these fun performances. And then you go and you get into a number called Here's Love, which has a really exciting, fun dance number where the ensemble, everyone is just so lively, and it gets you all really, really excited for Christmas and the holiday season.
And little known fact, I get, well, people who know Hannah, they would know this, but Hannah Scotch was born in Bethlehem. You didn't grow up here, but can you tell us a little bit about your relationship with Bethlehem?
Absolutely. So both of my parents are from the Lehigh. They went to Lehigh University. And so they met there, fell in love there. They got married there.
Really?
Yes. My grandfather was a professor at Lehigh.
Oh, my goodness.
So I have a really strong connection with the Lehigh Valley. My grandparents, they live in Nazareth now, but they live there very close to Bethlehem. So I was born at St. Luke's.
Wow. They must be like, this is awesome. Can you imagine? Like, I'm just saying, if my granddaughter is coming to be performing at Wind Creek Event Center in this show that's going on multiple times, this is crazy. That's so
awesome.
Congratulations.
I told my grandmother about this show, and she immediately was like, great, I'm scheduling. I'm going to get my groups all ready to go. She organized all these groups to come see our show. So she is very, very excited. She has tickets to 3 different performances.
That's awesome. So I'm just, for you, you know, a little bit more special, but what do you think that everyone's going to be able to experience at this performance?
I think everyone... especially my friends and family in Bethlehem, everyone is going to just have a wonderful time. Especially like Bethlehem is such a holiday, beautiful Christmas town to be in. Mm-hmm. So for the holiday season to come and see this show and experience the magic of this like classic movie turned musical, it's just wonderful.
Well, we're looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing you on stage. And thank you so much for joining us and giving us some of your time.
Thank you so much.
All right, Charlotte, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. My name's George, and I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. So if you wouldn't mind, could you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the role you're playing of Susan Walker?
So my name is Charlotte Surak, and I'm playing Susan Walker. She is a very, I can relate to her. She's like me. She's serious, but she also acts like grown up for her age. And, but she also just wants to have fun. And it's a lot of fun to just be able to play that character every night.
Charlotte, how old are you?
I'm 8 years old.
You're 8 years old. My daughter is 9 years old. So it's amazing to see someone as young as yourself being so successful. When did you first know that you wanted to be an actress?
So I started professionally working when I was 4 years old. And I got my Broadway debut in Waitress. I was Lulu. And then I was like, this is actually a lot of fun. I want to do this a lot, like every night.
So
I started to miss not being on a stage.
Well, I mean, that's when you know that you really enjoy something, right? So talk, what do you enjoy about playing Susan Walker? What has been maybe some of your favorite experience so far?
I love singing and dancing and being on a stage. That's my happy place. And getting to do it every night, like with Santa and with all these amazing people that are so good. It's so much fun. I just love doing it.
That's so neat. Okay. One more question I want to ask you. What do you hope kids like your age and their parents and grandparents, what do you think they're going to get from coming to see Miracle on 34th Street?
I think they're going to get like the whole Christmas spirit. I think they're going to get a lot of happy stuff. Like, it's just a very happy musical that anybody could see. And it makes them just feel happy.
Well, that is the best testimonial I could ask for. I'm looking forward to bringing my daughter and my family to come see you, Charlotte. I hopefully in 10, 15 years from now, I hope they play this video as like, look at the star before she hit it super, super big. I mean, you're already doing so well. It's an honor to be able to talk to you. So thank you so much for joining me. And we hope to talk to you soon.
Bye. Thank you.
I want to tell you a story, a tale about how the magic of Christmas stays with us all, although sometimes we need reminding. And with the help of a few miracles, I can show you how I made them believe in me again.
Meredith Wilson's Miracle on 34th Street, the Musical. Presented by St. Luke's University Health Network. Live at the Wind Creek Event Center, December 10th through 14th. Featuring members of the Allentown Symphony Orchestra. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.
Tickets on sale now.